Yes, we are. All right. Hello, everyone. Uncle Marv here, and I am joined by my good friend, Jason Miller. And I'm here basically because I hadn't been here for a while, and I wanted to make a huge announcement. And we'll start by saying that many of you have probably seen stuff on the news that winter has actually arrived in Florida. And how do you know that? Because iguana are falling out of trees. It was 41 degrees when I woke up this morning. How was it for you there in Tennessee?
Well, we're about 27 today. It was 19 yesterday with a 14-degree wind chill there. So, yeah, it's a little colder.
Wow. Last week I was, you know, bragging about being warm, and nature has decided to smack me in the behind for doing that. But it's all right. We're surviving. I got long sleeves. I'm good.
Long sleeves, yeah. Yeah. I don't even wear a coat at 41 degrees. What are you talking about?
Okay, no comment.
No comment, yeah.
All right, so let's get to the news, because this is big, and I think that it was something where, well, let me tell a little bit of a backstory. So Jason sends me a message a couple of weeks ago, was it 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, congratulating
me for something, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And you're like, oops, maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not sure if I should have said anything yet, but I was told ahead of time. So, you know, yeah. I hate to ruin the surprise, but I was excited, man. So,
yeah, but it was confirmed last week that Uncle Marv is going to Disneyland.
Going to Disneyland with me.
With Jason Miller.
Heck yeah.
On behalf of Freedom Voice.
That's right. Yeah.
So just wanted to basically rub it in everybody's faces that I was able to get enough of the Miller karma to win something.
Yeah, that's what happens when you hang with the Millers, right? So
right. I got you to come to Florida. We hung out. Took a little time, but paid off.
Karma is one of those things that takes time sometimes, you know? So
yeah, that's true. So not that really it was, you know, the karma, but basically I do have to thank the folks over at Freedom Voice and GoDaddy for doing whatever they did to, you know, finagle my win so that I could head out to San Diego and visit the home office there with you, Jason. And I figured, let me ask you real quick, what types of things should I plan for while we're there? I mean, I know that there's, you know, they tour us around and, you know, show us all the good stuff, but do we get to see any of the bad stuff?
Yeah, I mean, three or four times I've been out there? Sorry. I've went out to Freedom Voice. It's kind of cool. You can see their headquarters, amazing facility. You get to hang out in the conference room there with all the, you know, with Eric, the main guy, and Tony, Eli. You get to see Gilbert, everybody's favorite. And, you know, our account managers, Alexa, Paul, they're both there. So, and there's quite a few other people. They brought in some people with the web link, brought in some people from other support, stuff like that, talked about the apps. So it's kind of neat. You get to sit down, talk to everybody, beat them up a little bit on the, I want this feature, need to add this, don't like how this works. And then, of course, they tell you what's coming up new, what's coming next, and kind of a, you know, next outline of what the new features are. So,
yeah, I got a feature I've been asking for, and I don't know where they are with this. And I've talked to my person and they said, yeah, it's on its way, but the whole busy lamp field or buddy watch or whatever you call it, when you have somebody programmed on your phone and you want to see if they are on the phone or not, that is still a feature that my clients are asking for. And
yeah,
getting upset by not having it. So,
yeah, that's a major feature that they're lacking with, and I've been told it's not coming. So I don't know if it's going to come or not. But I've heard both ways. So we'll, I guess we'll see. So,
well, I may not go to San Diego if it's not coming.
There you go. Yeah, can't tell who's on the phone, right? So.
That's right. So, all right. Well, we're gonna hammer them on that. Now, listen, folks, I'm not gonna sit here and say that, you know, I am 100% all in. Every phone I do is Freedom Voice, although it has been because I just started doing voice. But things like the busy lamp field and things like the outages that happened at the end of last year, those are concerns for some people, and I know that those are issues that hopefully will be resolved soon, especially the outages. I know they sent out a nice email a while back and apologized and said that they are working to fix that. But if you have any questions or concerns, Jason and I will be there and we'll pass those along to whoever will listen. So send us your comments, your questions, your suggestions, feature updates, requests, all that good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to beat them up on any questions you have. They're really cool, laid back people, so it shouldn't be a big deal to beat them up a little bit. So,
all right. Well, that's the big news. So let's move on to something else that people might really care about.
Yeah, really.
Anything exciting in your tech world in the last few days?
Not a whole lot. Just staying super busy, battling some Sentinel One issues. Yeah, all kinds of that fun stuff.
How's it? How is it? I hear good and bad. You said issues, so I'm assuming there was some bad.
Yeah, I mean, so far it's been pretty good. Of course, I have SolarWinds RM Elm, so they give us a huge discount to go ahead and jump on the bandwagon before, you know, they actually have integrated the dashboard, which is supposed to come January, but now I've heard March, April, so before it'll be integrated from my account rep the other day. But, yeah, we had a issue this past week where Sentinel One destroyed 12 computers of ours, various clients, different hardware, no rhyme or reason. I mean, one client we had 10 computers we recently installed, Dell OptiPlex, you know, 3070s, brand new, fresh wipes and reloads before they went on site, updated BIOS, updated drivers, and they got one of them. And then we have some that's older, you know, fourth generation PCs, some that's all in ones. I mean, it's no rhyme or reason, different clients, not even, you know, the same client. And so, yeah, it's just basically the report we got from our end users is it pops up and said there was a threat detected, need to reboot your computer. So they clicked OK to reboot. It basically come up, boot device not found. Of course, we tried to redo the boot record, all this other stuff, try and fix it, system restore, nothing, anything you could possibly think of. We tried. We ended up finding out that there's no SAM files for the registry. One of our guys dug in, and there's no backup SAM files either. So I don't know if it destroyed something with the registry. But without that, it's kind of important, you know, it doesn't boot. So there's a wipe and reload of 12 computers we didn't plan on this week. So kind of put us in a little bind, but we're getting there. So,
and these are workstations that you weren't using the SolarWinds backup for the workstations.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, we only really back up servers. And then, you know, if somebody has a key, you know, workstation that's, you know, critical or something like that, we'll back it up. But most people don't want to pay to back up every single workstation. So.
Absolutely. The same here. And I've got a few that they only were doing the document backup. So, you know.
Yeah. And some of them, you know, we have folder redirection, you know, to their server. So losing data is not a big deal. We can still get to the drives and get data. Right. It's just reloading all the programs or getting them all set back up. You know, the whole 2 hours, 3 hours worth of work you have to do. And after you get to the client site. So
now here's a question, because it was something that you initiated on their system with Sentinel One through the SolarWinds and stuff. Did you have to eat all your time for rebuilding those machines?
Well, not sure yet, but most of these customers are on what we call an all-in plan. So it's kind of an all-you-can-eat style plan. They pay, you know, per workstation, per server pricing, per network, stuff like that. So technically it's included. So it's not really going to make a difference. It just makes us work more. Right. I guess technically cost us more money, not the client. But we do have one or two that was customers that are just paying us for antivirus pretty much and no support or anything. So I'm not sure how we're doing that just yet. So I guess we'll kind of I have a support case open with SolarWinds, so we'll send in a bunch of logs and all kinds of stuff that they have to pull from these dev machines that SentinelOne makes, and so I guess they'll get back to us here shortly because we just sent that in today.
All right. I'm going to have to contact SolarWinds as well, although I'm not sure if I can fault them for anything. I had a similar situation. It didn't kill machines, but I was doing an update for stamps.com over the weekend. I have a customer that utilizes that on about 9 of their stations. They, all their secretaries and stuff share the postage duties. So doing the update in stamps.com, really nothing major. I've done this many, many times before, but all of a sudden I got an alert that my RMM had been uninstalled on the station. I've got my SolarWinds to send me that notice. And then a second one, and they were all from the client that I was working on, and only the ones where I updated stamps.com. So that is something I've got on my list to try to figure out what happened there. And literally, I, you know, had to basically reinstall my client from scratch and lost all the history for each of those stations. So was not happy about that. Although,
no,
happy it happened on a weekend, but still a bummer.
Yeah, for sure. I get that. So,
all right. So this was just going to be a quick, short little Uncle Marv Live on the Facebook because I hadn't done anything in a while. But since we're here and since my segment has been a huge success on the podcast, we are going to continue that here. And I asked you to go look for a story. Did you find one?
I did. Yeah, I found a pretty good one. I just typed in Tennessee man.
Right.
Pick the first link.
We are doing Florida man versus the world. And so I found a Florida man story here real recent in the last 2 days. And so I think I've gone first the last 2 times. Let me ask you to go first and see if that influences the voting at all. So what's your story?
Sure. Like I said, I just Googled Tennessee man, picked the first link. So it says Tennessee man accused of dipping testicles in customer salsa before online delivery. So it basically goes on to say, the delivery driver allegedly recorded and posted a video saying this is what you get for if you give an 89-cent tip, for an almost 30-minute drive. So I guess he wasn't happy about the drive for the online delivery. I assume it's probably like it doesn't say here, but I assume DoorDash, you know, Grubhub, some of those type services, said, dinner delivered and said the food service, has been fired. The driver has been forwarded the information about to the authorities, and actually he was, you know, arrested for that. So.
Okay, you got to send me that link because I don't see that coming up in my DuckDuckGo search.
Oh, I didn't do DuckDuckGo. I did Google.
Yeah, I should probably do Google. It is the most used search engine in the world, right?
Yeah.
Since they monitor everything. Tennessee. Oops, got to spell it right.
There's a link in the chat.
All right. So this might be a first win. So I went through, I was, you know, debating between one or two stories. And because I didn't want to go political, I went with this one. And basically, Florida man attempts to hide underwater from cops, gets arrested after coming up for air.
Not a long-term hiding place, is it?
So basically, this is in Baker County, which is up north, one of those middle of the state, not near a big city. I'm trying to find the politically correct word to say, but basically, they attempted to arrest him. He had a job at a solar power plant, and I guess they were, what is it? Whatever they call where they're doing a search warrant, an arrest warrant. And he ran.
Being served.
Yeah, being served. And so he basically ran and went to go hide in a pond nearby and thought that he would just stay underwater for as long as he can And they basically watched, and when he came up for air, that's when they got him. So, Daniel Christopher Booth.
Yeah, so I guess they forgot the Bugs Bunny style where they grab the little bamboo stick and they can stay under for longer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. All right, so this might be a win for a non-Florida man story. So the first two, we'll see. Actually, the first one is on the Facebook, and I know that some people listening to the podcast aren't on the Facebook, and I'm going to figure out a way to get that poll somewhere else. But right now it's on Facebook. You have to go to Facebook.com. If you're not already liking the page Podnuts Pro, do a search for Podnuts Pro. Go to that page, scroll down for the polls, and they will be there. And this will be poll number three, Florida man versus Tennessee man. All right. Well, Jason, thank you very much. I want to say thank you to anybody who is watching or will be watching, because I will keep the video up here. And if you're not watching and listening to this because it came out later in a podcast, thank you for listening and downloading. And that's going to do it for this. I don't even know if we're going to call this. Can't call it really a Podnuts Pro, but call it Uncle Marv Live.
There you go. That's awesome.
All right. Hi, Jason. Well, we'll be in touch. And we would definitely be in San Diego later this year.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All righty. Thank you much. All right, folks, we'll see everybody later. Hello, everyone. Again, before I end off this show, I wanted to give an update. After Jason and I recorded the show, he continued to have an increasing number of computers get bricked. And after about a week, he was able to find the cause and obviously the resolution. So I wanted to just let everybody know that he forwarded me the information, and I'm going to include these links in the show note. And the cause of his systems having the boot failure was not a result of the Sentinel-1. It was actually the result of a Windows update. And I, like I said, I'll put the link in there. It is update KB452-8760. And it was funny because the reason they were thinking Sentinel-1 is because Sentinel-1 was the program telling them to reboot. But of course, any other computer that restarted had this issue. And this was released back on the 24th. The article that I'm going to put in the show note. Actually, there's two articles. But it says that Windows or Microsoft has not yet acknowledged that this is a bug. I'm sure by the time you hear this, they probably will say something. But the recent update for Windows 1909 seems to be causing issues with some computers and starting them from booting, presenting an error code, and then eventually coming up with a blue screen of death within 2 minutes. So just wanted to give everybody an update. I want to try to always make sure that when we report things that we always try to come back with what the problem was and the resolution. So just wanted to give that update for you. And that's going to do it. Until next time, holla.